protect, to watch your garden. That's what you did it for. Trashtun turut avitza vidam, v'silagatsu min agagin. And you are taking yourself away, like you're not going to use the roofs at all. Boi Rami Bachom, Rami Bachom has a shaylam. Shtei yamos begag, u shtei yamos ba'omud maho. What's the law? You want to carry two amos on top of your gag, and then there's an omud, there's a big platform right next to the gag, can you carry onto that platform? So according to the shaylam, according to the Rabbonin, that you can't carry from one gag to another gag, what about here onto a platform? So Rashi, Beis Amos Begag Zer, Kirav Srula, he goes according to Rav, the Yoma Gag Shebein Agagin Ein Metatlum Boyela Badal, the Yasri Adodi, he can't carry one to the other, and he can't even carry more than Dal Damas. Is Mahal the Trash to Tulay Miyachas Mihen, Lo Omud, Ha Oymed Bershus Rabin, Somach Le Gevoy Yud Brach of Dalad. He's right next to your roof, there's a Rishus Rabin, and in the Rishus Rabin there's an omud, there's a platform there that's 10 tefachim high, so it's come out like level to your roof. Are you allowed to carry now onto this platform or not? Is Omar Rabba, Rabbi answered back, my kami boyle, what's your shayla here? Karmelis Rishus Yachid kami boyle. Lechur, it's a karmelis here, and you want to carry into your Rishus Yachid, avad it's also? So Rashi, Karmelis Rishus Yachid kami boyle, bitmiya, kalayma, pshita di yosa. So Gag Karmelis who? This Gag now has a different Karmelis. Kidiyoma, like you said, what ain't metautlim boy, ele bedalit. You can only be metautlim on top of your roof, four amas, not more. The yomid rishus yachid. The yomid is a good rishus yachid. So since on top of your Gag, since it's porous from Louis, it's open completely to the next rishus, it has a din like a Karmelis on top of your roof. So pshita you can't carry from your roof onto another rishus yachid. Pshita that should be yosser. Why did he ask the shayla? Agav churfa layayin bo. Since he was so sharp, he didn't look into this shayla. Trash rami b'chama agav churfa. Hashas kam rami b'chama. Nami vaded lo yiboy lei. Let me boy hoke. Vaded that wasn't his shayla either. Ela agav churfa miya b'shilosei. Since he was so sharp, he asked the question very fast. Layayin bo yofi. Wasn't mine good into the shayla. Ela hoke kimi boy lei. This is really what he meant to ask the shayla. Beis amos begag. You want to carry two amos on top of your gag. U beis amos beachsadra. And right next to it is an achsadra. It's like an open porch. Are you allowed to carry on it? So Rashi learns u beis amos beachsadra shobayla macherim. This open porch belongs to another person. Agabe tikra shal achsadra. Are you allowed to carry on top of the roof of that porch? Which is yoseh mi beis asayim. It's wider than a beis asayim. V'yein lo mechitza, it has no mechitza. V'yein lo pitikra, the name of Yerd v'soysim. The avida ki yazil b'shavua k'gag nishlonu, kitza, you can't say pitikra. So the kitza, that this achsadra is wider than a beis asayim, so it also has a lock like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than dal damis in this porch. And who are din on top of your roof, according to Rav, also has a din like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than four amis. So maybe both of them have the same type of rishus. So maybe you're allowed to carry two amis from your roof and two amis onto this porch. Since the porch is also more than a beis asayim, so it has an isser the same way like the gag. You can't carry more than dal damis. Maybe they're both the exact same rishus. Now, me I'm going to do is say, Kivon d'loy haichos l'dira, v'loy haichos l'dira. Chad rishusi, they both more or less look alike. On top of a roof, it's not right to live there. And on top of an achsadra, on top of an open porch, also you can't live there. So mele, it's like one rishus. So you can carry beis amos and beis amos. Yeah, oidil menein, kivon d'migag l'gag osur, migag l'achsadra nami osur. And we're now according to the Rabbanan treat of the Mishnah. The Rabbanan say from one roof to another roof is osur. So maybe who are then from one roof to an achsadra, to another porch, since that porch belongs to somebody else, even though it's not a mokum diri, you don't live there, still maybe an achsadra is called another rishus. That you're not allowed to carry even two amas from your gag into two amas to the achsadra. That was the shaylo. And at this time, it lies by a shaylo. Shashi chad rishusu, v'yafo pi sheinim shalashechon, ein bem chilik rishusum. Tafilu Rabbonim. To lay down with shnei gagadosim, he could yura lamata. This time, when you have two different roofs, since people live underneath it, and make the two separate rishuyas. V'yeshtan v'shem shechil v'shulamata, how about chsad v'lek l'me mocha? But by an open porch, nobody lives in it. So maybe you are allowed to carry from your gag onto the chsadra. Or dilma no. Kivu the migag l'gag osa, tamayad Rabbonim, yishum the kapit, ashinu bailim. Hu migag l'chsadra nami.
It's not a vort that atop of the Gog Zid, that underneath the Gog, people live there. Maybe that's not the vort. The vort is of the Maisi carrying two different shriyas. It belongs to two different people, that's all. This roof belongs to Reuven. This roof belongs to Shimon. So you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. Who are then you want to carry from the top of your roof to the top of another porch? Even though underneath that porch nobody lives, but since that porch belongs to somebody else, maybe it's also Vosser. That was the Shaila. And then Chlamid, this channel talked about by Shaila. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, holding daf tzaddik omer aleph. Yeah, again, the Gemara starts off. Voi Rami b'chomer. Here's the shaila from Rami b'chomer. Shtei yamos b'gag, u'shtei yamos b'omud mahu. Are you allowed to carry two amos on top of one roof? Onto right next to the roof, there's an omud, there's a big high platform, which is 10 tefachim high, m'stama rochim, more than dalad by dalad. Can you carry two amos from the roof onto the platform? So Rashi says, Rav Svirulei, we're asking the shaila according to Rav, the yoma that Rav Shiter is Gag Shebein Hagagin. If you have one roof next to another roof, Ein Metaltlam Boy Ela Bedalid, the Yasri Hadodi. One roof asses on the other roof.
Since we do not say good asik because the mechitzes are not Nikarus, so therefore one roof asses on the other roof. So Rav Shiter is, you can't carry more than Dalad Amis on the roof. What about carrying two Amis on the roof? Onto two amis, onto the omud, which is right next to the roof. That was Rami Bachom Mishalom.
So he answered him back, Omar Rabbo, my kami boiloi. So Rabbi had a tiny thing, like, what is Yishaila here? Like, the treat of this is also. Karmelis for Rishus Ayochu kami boiloi. He asked me the Chur Yishaila if you let it carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus Ayochid. Like, treat it's also. So Drashi, but to me, you claim I've treated the Yosa. Do a God, a Karmelis, who? Kedi Arminan ain't metalkan boyela bedalit. The Yomid Rishus Yochid, since the Gag, according to Rav, is also to carry from one Gag to another Gag. And not only that, but you can't even carry more than Dalad Amos on top of one Gag. So it has it in, like a Carmel is. So Pshiti can't carry from this Gag onto another Omud, which is Gevoya Yud and Rochiv Dalad, which has a Shem Rishus Yochid. Pshiti, not allowed to carry from a Carmel to Rishus Yochid. Yes, yeah, so the Gemara says, the Romi Bar Chomo Agab Churfe Lo Yayin Bo. Has really Rami Bachom also didn't mean to ask the shaila. Na'agev chufri, since he was so sharp, he like loyayim, but he wasn't mayin into the exact shaila. Like Rashi says, Hashas koma, the Gemara is saying this. Rami Bachom anami vade loyi boi limi boi hochi. That's not what he meant to ask. El agev chufri miye b'shalose, since he was so sharp, he asked the shaila a little bit too fast. Loyayim boi yofi, wasn't mayin good into exactly what the shaila, what he should have asked. The Gemara says, though, Elohochit kimi boilei. This is what Rami Bar Chomer meant to ask the Shaila. Beis amos begag, u beis amos biachsadra. Mahu. Are you allowed to carry two amos from the gag onto an achsadra, which is like an open porch, on the top, on the roof of an open porch? Is that called a different reshus, or it's called the same type of reshus that both of them have a shame carmelis that you're allowed to carry four amos? Therefore, you can carry two amis from the Gag into two amis of the Asadra. So Rashi learns, Boch yudu mi boilei, beiz amis pegag, shebein hagagin. Again, you have this roof, which is attached to the other roofs. So according to Rav, it has a din like a carmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than dal damis. U beiz amis pi Asadra. Now, the next two amis you want to carry on top of a porch. So Rashi, shobailo macherim, that this porch belongs to somebody else. Agave tikra shel achsadron, on top of the roof of the porch, which is yoisim ebeisosayim. V'yein lo mechita, doesn't have any mechitas, v'yein lo pitikra, the name of Yorid v'soisim, v'yavide ki yuzila b'shipua, tegagin shalonu. It's not a point at the end, but it's made slanty, therefore you don't say pitikra. Ukudamrina b'yoisa pasin, da'ash tehevi lo nami karmelis, ma'al utalto mizelezit. This is the shalom. The kitsa that on top of the porch, it's Rashi learns that it's more than a base of sayin, so therefore it has a din karmelis. And secondly, Rashi says, because the mechitza, there are no mechitza there. Really, the Mashur asks a question, what do you have to have both tamim for? It's enough just to say that it doesn't have any mechitzas, or else it's more than a base of sayin. But the kid said, you're not allowed to carry on top of this roof, on top of this porch, more than dalad amos, because also it's a karmelis. So that's the Charlotte. Can you carry now from the roof onto the top of the porch, since they're both called like a karmelis? That's the shaila. The Mora says, Mi amrinan, do we say, kivun do loy hai chazi ladiro, for loy hai chazi ladiro, chodirushusahi, since both on top of the roof and on top of the porch, it's not a mokum roy ladiro. Therefore, it's considered like it's the same type of a rishus, and you're allowed to carry dal damis, or two and two, it's called chad rishusum, even though they belong to two different people. So what? But since it's not miyuchu the dira for separate people, it's not mechalik. Like Rashi says, chad rishusi, bi'af al pi sheinim shalish echad, even though they don't belong to one person, ain behem chiluk rishusa, still it's not mechalik, doesn't separate the rishuyis. V'yafilu l'rabonin, even according to Rabbonin, to loy domi l'shnei gagin, dosa mi gedir on the matter b'shneim, v'yesh loy mekashem, shiyesh chilek rishus l'mata v'vatem, kach yesh chilek l'mala, d'cholek l'mata solik. The Rashi's masba, the reason why the Rabbonin say from one roof to another roof you're not allowed to carry, that's because since underneath the roof, private people live there, and that's mechalik to make it like separate apartments, therefore even on top of the roof also you can't carry. Ma'ashen came here, on top, underneath the porch, also nobody's living. It's not called the Mokam Rola Dira. So it's not Mechalik Dirshus, so therefore you are allowed to carry from the roof on top of the porch. The Gemara says, Iduma, the other side is maybe not, Iduma, maybe not. Kivun the Migag Legagosim, just like according to the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry on the top from one roof to another roof. I'll tell you, Migag Liachsadra Namiyosim. Maybe still it's us to carry from the roof onto the porch. There shouldn't be any Nafkimina. So Rashi was the Svaray Duma, Kivun de Migag legagosam, Tamayu de Rabbonim Mishum de Kafti Yashinu Bailam. Maybe the Svaray from the Rabbonim is why one Gag to another Gag is also not because the Svaray, since underneath the Gag, private people live there, so the Dira is Mechalik, but maybe Stam, since it belongs to two different people, the Shinu Bailam is Mechalik. Melo Migag Leach Sadranami, who are then to carry from Ruvain's roof to on top of Shimon's porch. Maybe it's also also, since it belongs to two different people, that's Mechalik. So that's why the Gemara applies by a Sofik. So the Gemara, another Shaila now. Boyi Rav Beva Bar Abaye. Rav Beva Bar Abaye, yes, another Shaila. Beis Amos Begag U Beis Amos Bechurba. Mahu. Again, according to Rabbanan Shita, that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, what about the carry to a Churba? A Churba is usually a broken down house that nobody is living there right now. Can you carry two Amos from the Gag into the Churba? So Rashi bechurba shel acherim, that this broken down house, the haunted house, belongs to somebody else. Uprutzel rishus rabim. It's also opened up to the rishus rabim. Devinamel karmelis, devinami karmelis kegag ebein agagim. The churba now that it's opened up to the rishus rabim, it's also called the karmelis. So it has the same din like on top of the gag. So mele should be mutter to carry from one from the gag onto the into this churba. So also some more answers. Omar Rav Kano said back to him, Lav Hainu the Rami Bachomo. Isn't this the same Shiloh the Rami Bachomo asked the Shiloh before? Like, what are you asking another Shiloh for? The Hura is the same Shiloh if you allow to carry from a roof to a top of a porch. Omar Rav Beva Bar Abaya, so Rav Beva Bar Abaya answered back, no. Like, am I coming in somebody else's name just to start fights, just to ask questions? In other words, if somebody else already asked the Shiloh, I won't ask the Shiloh again. So Mustama, what I'm asking now is another Shaila. Why is my Shaila another Shaila? It sounds like this. Achsadro lechaz ledira. Maybe the reason why it should be allowed to carry from a roof to the top of a porch, because the porch, no, it's not even chozi, it's not even roy, you can't live there. It's not a mokum that you can live in an open porch. It's not a mokum tsnua, it's not a private place, you don't live there. Mashenkein v'churba chaz ledira. This broken down house now, true, the walls cave down. But with a little fixing up, you can make it again into a house, Roy Ladira. So, Melo, that's the time to say why this is awesome. Why a churba is worse than an achsadra, than an open porch. So, Gemara says, the churba, if you're telling me a svara now, that a churba, a broken down house, is worse, it's more like a mokum Roy Ladira than a porch is, so what is Yishayla? So, Gemara says, an imtim salay mekomer. He means to ask the question only if you'll say one way on the first shayla. What does that mean? Im tim tzolayma, if you will say, ach sadra, loy chaz ledira, is he going to tell me that locha is according to in the first iboy of Rami Bachoma, that you are allowed to carry two amis in a gag, on top of two amis, on top of the porch? The reason why it's mutra, I'll tell you, maybe because lechaz ledira.
because on top of the porch it's not even roiv to live. Nobody can live there. It's not a mokum tznua. That's why the din is that it's mutter. Now I'll ask the shal though churba chaz ledira. But maybe a churba to carry two amas from the roof into the churba, maybe that's awesome. Because even though right now nobody's living in the churba, but since it's possible to fix it up and it become roiv ledira, so it should be awesome. That's why I have a shaila. I do my other side of the suffix is hashtemiyo less bedurin, but I call upon him right now. Nobody's living in this churba, so that's why it should be muta teiko. Mainly blessed by teiko, is it muta or not? According to Rabbanan Shita, you're allowed to carry from the roof into the churba. So that thing more blessed by a suffix. So Rashi's masba emtim tzolayma koma kolayma. It's not so poshid that a churba is royal adira. That a churba, a broken down house, is a little bit better, more tzatasar, than an open porches. He wants to ask the bigger question now than the first question. Avadi only means to ask the question if the first side is mutim. If you tell me, according to the first shayla, that that's muta, you are allowed to carry from the roof onto top of a porch, I'll ask you another shayla now. What about carrying into a churba, into a broken down house? I tell you only over there that on the porch nobody's living. That's why it's muta. Alva churba chaz ledira. Mashenk in a churba, it's muta to live. V'tikin muat. With a little tikkun, you can fix it up. I do make a fart, and the other side is no. Right now, nobody's living in the churba. That's the reason why it should be mutter. So this thing mobilized by a suffix. It's a suffix according to the rabbonin, or you're allowed to carry from your roof into a churba. Now, about the halacha, it's not megaya, because halacha we pass can soon see like Reb Shimon. As Reb Shimon says, pita, you're allowed to carry from a chotze to a gag to a carfe. All these things are mutter. As long as the keli did not start off at the beginning of Shabbos in the house, the kelim only started out in the chutzor on top of the gag, you're allowed to take this keli from one gag to another gag, to a churba, to an achsadra, to a karfif, to a mavi, any rishus is muta, providing the role in a rishus hayochid that has dal mechitis around him, like we'll soon see later. But right now the Gemara is clear on the shayla according to Rabbanan Shita. Zemar Vaita. Gagin Hashovin the Rab Meir. What's going to be the halacha according to Rab Meir again? Rab Meir's sheet in the Mishnah was that the roofs, if they're shoved at the equal level, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Because really Rab Meir holds, like Rab Shimon Shita, that one roof to another roof is called one rishus, that you're allowed to carry. So he on Rab Meir only made a gzeir in the Mishnah that if one roof is higher than the other roof, ten tfachim, you can't carry. But Kozuman Gagin Hashovin Rameya. If the roofs are equal level, you're allowed to carry the churba from one roof to another roof. V'gag yichidin l'rabbonin. Who are then according to Rabbonin Shita, that they say from one roof to another roof, you're not allowed to carry, but that's only if you have two roofs next to another. What about if you only have one roof by itself? The churba Shita is mutter to carry. Is what's the locha? Is Rav Oma mutla talta b'kulei. Rav holds, you should know, you're allowed to carry on top of the whole roof. Hey, since according to Rabbanan, there's only one roof. Tehil lechurub shita smuter. Who then according to Rab Meir? Since Rab Meir shita is the gagim amuter, so melech smuter to carry bekulei. Chur Rav shita is poshit. The Shmuel says the chiddush. Who Shmuel amano ein metaltlem boy ela bedalish. You're only allowed to be metaltl only daladamis, not more than daladamis. What's the svara? Rav ma mutl talta bekulei. Rav says here, you're allowed to be metalta bekulei. You're allowed to carry on top of the whole roof. Fred Gemara Eschin's kasha the Rav adarav. The chud is the stira Rav on Rav. Before Rav learned that according to Chachomim, that one roof to another roof is also, you should know you're not allowed to carry on top of each roof more than daladamis. So even on top of one roof, you can't carry more than daladamis. So how come Rav Paskins here that according to Rameya, or according to the Rabbonin, that with a gag yichid, if you only have one roof, you are allowed to carry all around it. The churut astira. Now the Gemara poshit. Ho som le minkura mechitzta. When does Rav say that according to the Rabbonin, you can't carry more than daladamis? That's only like we had on the Yomid before, when the roofs are attached kamat one to the other. So in between one roof and another roof, you can't say good asik there. because by looking on top of the roof, you can't see the mechitza of the house. Since the two roofs are attached one to the other, that's called mechitza delay minkura. You can't see the bottom walls of the house. Therefore, you don't say gudasik. Therefore, there's no wall coming up dividing one roof to the next roof. So since, according to the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, therefore they ask us there, there. Therefore, Rav says you can't carry more than Dal Damas. Here we're talking about, according to the Rabbonin Shita, you only have one house, one roof. So Shita, if there's only one roof there, on all four sides of the roof, you could look down, and you can see the walls of the house. So since you can see the walls of the house, Shita, we say, good asik, that the walls of the house continue and go straight up to the Shemayim. Therefore, on top of the roof, it is called the Rishus HaYochid. And here, Rav holds, you're allowed to carry all around the roof. And who are then, according to Rav Meir? According to Rav Meir Shita, that even though you have a few roofs attached one to the other, but Rav Meir Shita is, they don't ask the Zer. You're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. It's all called one Rishus. So, Ebezoi, where do you have to say good asik now? Where do you have to put the mechitzas around this big roof now to be matir? Around the outsides of the roof you have to make the mechitzas. Not in between one roof to another roof, because you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof according to Rav Meir. So as long as you have mechitzas going all around the sides, the four sides here, if you could say good asik on the four sides, you have mechitzas coming up. So inside it's called one big Rishus HaYochid. And also, these four sides, Avad was called Mechitza HaNikeres. You could look down. Like at the ends of the wall, of the ends of the roof, you look down and you see the wall of the house. So we say, good asik, the walls of the house can continue going straight up. It's only a question, according to Rabbanan Shita, that they hold from one roof to another roof, you're not allowed to carry. So the only reason, the only tzad to be matir, is if in the middle between one roof and another roof, you would say, good asik, and make a Mechitza to divide them. The Rav Shita before was that since the two roofs are attached one to the other, it's not Nika Mechitza, you don't say good asik. But that's only according to Rabbanan Shita, that one roof and another roof are also Zer. Then you have to have Mechitza between the two of them. But according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that one roof to another roof is mutter to carry, so you don't have to have any Mechitza between one roof and another roof. It's just on all four sides, the end sides of the roof, and now you have five roofs attached, so the four most end sides, you have to be able to look down and see the walls of the house. And here you could do that. On all four ends, you could just look down and see the walls of the house. So that's called Mechitas Hanikaris. So we say, good asik, the walls of the house go straight up. And therefore, on top of the roof, Shitas Mutat Kari. This is the Pshat according to Rav. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Ushmul Amar Eim Metaltlim Boy Ela Bedal Adamis. Shmuel though says no. Even though you only have one roof here, according to Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. Who are then, according to Rav Meir Shita, if you have a few roofs attached one to the other, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. The Chur of Frat Gemara, Kashi de Shmuel, Ad Shmuel, the Chur of Tzestira. Shmuel before said that even according to Rabbonin Shita, when you have one roof next to the other roof, even though it's also to carry from one roof to another roof, but we do say in between the two roofs, we say good asik, even though you can't see the walls of the house, so what? Even though it's not nikur, but without mitzias, there are walls of the house there. We consider those walls going straight up. We say good asik, and it was considered as if there's a mechitza in between the two roofs. So therefore, Shmuel said, even according to the Rabbonin, that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, but on top of each roof, you are allowed to carry all around the roof, even more than Dal Damas. And here Shmuel saying no. Shmuel saying Zai according to Rav Meir Shita, that you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, still you can't carry more than Dal Damas. And then what then he says according to Chachamim, if you only have one roof on top, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. According to Steve and Shmuel, why not? According to Shmuel, Pshita should be mutter to carry all around the roof. So Gemara answers, Hosom loy have yoisim mebeis asayim. Before we're talking about that each roof is not more than a beis asayim. So therefore, Shmuel says, according to Chachamim, when the roofs are attached one to the other, still we say good asik. In the middle, the mechitza comes up. So each roof by itself is less than the beis asayim. So since we say good asik, the mechitzas come up, it's mutter to carry all around the roof. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. That's Pshan the Mishnah. Habahocha here in this Braisa here, that Shmuel is saying, you should know, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damis. Have a Yosim Mebeis HaSayim. We're talking about now even this one roof, according to the Chachamim, or else even according to Rameya, each roof by itself we're talking about here now is wider than a base of sign. So Mela Vahani Mechitzas Lamato Avidun Lamala Loy Avidun. Even though we're going to say good asik, that the sides of the house, the walls of the house go straight up and make a mechitza on top of the roof, but Lamaisa is like this. When you have a area more than a base of sign, more than 70 yams by 70 yams, midrabon, you're not allowed to carry inside this, din like a caramelist. Only if the mechitzas were made hukos odira. If you build up the mechitzas bedavka to live inside there, much like a house. Even if you have a tremendous big palace, which is more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, still you're allowed to carry inside the palace, because the mechitzas there were made to live in. Now here, we're talking about in the bottom, in the house itself, true. It's wider than 70 by 70, so in the house you're allowed to carry, because the mechitzas there were made with dira. Mashenkin on top of the roof. What type of mechitzas do we have on top of the roof? We only have lomdashim mechitzas of good asik. There's no real mechitzas there. We're only extending the mechitzas of the house. So Shmuel says, this din that you extend the mechitzas of the house to say good asik, it's not considered like these mechitzas are made with dira. Therefore, the mechitzas on top of the roof cannot be matyu to carry if the area is more than a base of sayim. So that's the kinta Shmuel Zetzingayin here now. We're talking about this one roof, according to Chachamim, is wider than a base of sayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry there, even though you have mechitzas, because these mechitzas are not hukuf ladira. Like the Gemara says, that you could carry faith yosim a base of sayim. It's like an open park, which is more than a base of sayim, more than 70 yams or 70 yamis. Shloi hukuf ladira. That even though there are mechitzas there, but since the mechitzas were not made for the purpose of living there, that's not called mechitzas. And the klal is v'chol karfeif yosim mebeis hasayim shloi hukof ladira. Anytime you have an open park which is more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, and the mechitzas were not put up there with kavana to live inside it, is alach ein metaltlam boy elu bedalad. Midrabbanan has alach like a karmelis that you're not allowed to carry more than daldamas. So that's why Shmuel says it's also here. Not fish. Shmuel before is talking about that the roofs were less than a base of sayin. But here, on the case that each roof is more than a base of sayin, even though you say gudasik, so what? The mechitzas are not called hukuf ladira. This is Shmuel's svara. Vice versa, what is Rav's svara? Rav holds no. Rav holds even though the top of the roof is more than a base of sayin. But Lamaister, what's the svara of gudasik? We're saying now the walls of the house are look like if they're extended and come straight up. So Rav holds, it's like mamish, the bottom wall, which was hukuf ladira, is extended now to the top. So it's still considered if the mechitza on top of the roof is also called hukuf ladira, because it's called an extension of the bottom wall. Now the bottom wall are the walls of the house. So since the walls of the house were made l'shem diron, so when you say good asik to extend those walls, we also say the extended walls of good asik is also considered like a hukuf ladira. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that these mechitzas extended now is also called hukuf ladira, and Shmuel holds no. Since l'maisa there's no real mechitzas, it's only a svar of good asik, the mechitzas coming up is not considered hukuf ladira. Yeah, Moshe Zweiten. Itmar, Svina. What's the loch about carrying on top of a ship? If you're in a Svina on Shabbos, Rav Oma Mut L'Talta B'Kula. Rav holds you're allowed to carry all around in the ship on Shabbos. On top of the deck, you're allowed to carry, even though it's wider than the base of Sayim. It's more than 70 Amos by 70 Amos. But since there are Mechitzas on top of the deck, and it's called Hukuf Ladir according to Rav. Or Shmuel Oma Shmuel says no. Ein metalt lembo elo b'dalad. You know, you only allowed to carry dalan amis on top of the ship. So Mar says it like this. Rav ma mutla talta b'kula. Rav holds you allowed to carry all around the ship. Why? Toho ika mechitzta. Palamaisa, you have mechitzas all around the ship, and it's called hook